On the call today, on the 12th of November, we have Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc, Jim Galvin, Mark Kosters, Mikey O'Connor. From Mike and staff, we have Bart Bosswinkle, Christina Nordstrom, and apologies from Jörg Schweiger.
Thanks, okay. Christina. Okay, back to the topic at hand, which is the meeting time, which, as we were saying just before we kicked off the call, doesn't seem, at least I was saying, doesn't seem to be working out. We've had dreadful attendance, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. It's certainly not going to get any better this week, because three of us are going to be in L.A., which means the meeting would be at 5 a.m. 6 a.m. L.A. time would be a little bit easier to handle. So unless there's sort of violent protest from the rest of the co-chairs and the rest of you on the call, I think I will take a bullet and change the meeting back to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Let's see, that would be 1600 UTC.
1400, right?
1400, I don't know. But anyway, I'll...
Yeah,
if we're going to keep the same,
yeah,
like same time locally, it would be 14 UTC.
Okay.
So well, do you want to change both the ops calls and the DSSA calls?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Because we're losing, you know, we've lost Patrick for like three calls in a row, and Patrick is kind of the guy that's carrying the heavy burden during this interim period, and I think Mark's got a pretty plausible theory that, you know, he's probably taking care of getting his kids off to school. And that's not going to change. I don't think the school district in his part of Washington, D.C. Metro is going to change their schedule to accommodate us. So,
You can petition that.
So I'm not hearing anybody throw their body on the track. So let's do that and switch it back to...
Mikey, do you want me to announce it, or do you want to do it yourself?
Oh, I'll announce it. I'm the one that came up with the idea. I might as well be the one to roll it back. So I'll take an action to do that. Thanks for offering, though.
Sure.
If I was like some of my bosses, I would, you know, invent some ICANN-related excuse and then throw you under the bus, but I can't bring myself to do that. The other stuff on this call mostly relates to Patrick, as I was curious about sort of how the consultants are getting on and so on, but that's going to be tough to cover. Maybe we could have just sort of a general discussion about how energetic we want to be until Beijing. I have to admit that my energy level is pretty low at this point. And so,
well, I have a point of view about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm sort of swinging around to your old point of view, Jim. I'm hoping you're sticking with it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking a lot about this at the last ICANN meeting, and I've been waiting for an opportunity here to bring this up, so it's timely and convenient, I suppose, that you're asking the question. You know, we've been kind of going through this worksheet a little bit, and I think that we've done that, and we've been telling ourselves that we're supposed to be, you know, kind of in a wait-and-see mode, to wait and see how the consultant works and what happens there until Beijing. And so I was suddenly feeling like we're not doing an awful lot of waiting and seeing for this consultant, and instead we're actually going, it feels like we're almost getting into going through one of the evaluations the way we've been going through the worksheet, as opposed to just sort of testing it out a bit just to see if, you know, nothing particularly egregious pops out. So I really just wanted to call it out as an observation and ask if there were others who were of the same view. I was kind of feeling like we'd kind of gotten to a point where this might be a good place to actually take a real pause, with one exception, and that is we do have comments, or, you know, however minimal, in our, you know, public comment forum, and we should at least take a, you know, quote, official, unquote, action to deal with that. And so we would need whatever meetings we need to make that happen. But then I was thinking this would be a good opportunity, if we're comfortable that we have exercised our methodology enough, to actually take a real pause and really wait and have a meeting. Well, maybe what we should do is probably have a meeting as soon as we get some kind of early draft report from our consultants. But other than that, I was going to say maybe something leading up to Beijing a couple of weeks before, some number of weeks before, we'd probably want to meet again to, you know, get ourselves back in sync and see where we are and what we're going to do when we get to Beijing. Anyway, that's my sort of comment or question.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you 100% on that one. Anybody else want to chime in on that?
I second that motion. This is Mark.
Olivier? He's got to probably get off pause or off mute. Let him get off mute.
Can you hear me?
He's giving us a big check mark. Yeah, and now I can hear you. Yeah.
It's Olivia here for the transcript. Yes, absolutely agree.
Yeah,
very good point.
I think that's exactly right. I think as I was sort of laboring through that conversation in Toronto where the connectivity was dropping me about every 10 minutes and I had to keep dialing back in, I was thinking exactly the same thing, that we're getting out in front of the consultants and that we ought to step back and certainly accommodate the public comments that we got and stitch those into the record that's in the report and then basically wait. I like your two events, Jim. You know, if there's a draft report or if the consultants, you know, ask us to do something, I think we'd be more than happy to reconvene and do whatever is required. But otherwise, there just isn't, you know, unless we really work hard on that worksheet, which we could, in order to sort of keep people's interest and the momentum going. There isn't much to do, and I share your concern that we are getting out in front of the consultants if we actually dig into that work. So, good. I think we have a plan.
I think actually this gives us a nice, convenient way to not have a meeting this Thursday, too, since there are so many of us who are going to be inconvenienced by the hour, more than usual anyway. I put that out there as an option, just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Because we could delay a week to do the comments.
I mean, the next thing that's coming after that is the holiday season. And, you know, it's always murder to
have
meetings through that season. And
but it gives us a chance to get the comments out on the mailing list, prepare something for everybody to review, and then we can have a discussion about it next week.
Yeah.
So the agenda for this week can just be to assign people homework.
This is Bart. With regard to the comments, normally what you will see is that the staff will prepare a summary and an analysis, and probably it's the easiest way is to share this with the whole group.
Yeah, I think so, too. Olivier, you've been patient. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. I'd be okay with what has just been suggested, that we do not have this Thursday call, because I myself won't be able to make it either, and I know that many others will not. I'm not sure when Thanksgiving is the, because next week would be the 22nd. Of November. Does that give more chance to have more time to read?
Oh, my calendar isn't running. I think that's right. Isn't the 22nd the week of Thanksgiving?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so maybe we cancel that one too and come in after the Thanksgiving week. So like a couple, 3 weeks from now.
29th, I would
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that if we don't have anything that's set, you know, a sort of a sword that is above our shoulder, and we're not that pressed for time. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, we're far from pressed for time.
By that time, we'll have the policy or the summary and say analysis completed as well.
That'd be nice. Because I, you know, I haven't even looked at them, but the few that I heard about were all sort of nicely done, keep going. But, you know, if there's something that needs to be added to the report, it should be easy to stitch that in. And then sort of put this one to sleep for a while. It certainly wouldn't bother me. I've got two that are coming up that I'm chairing. That, you know, running three at a time, my spousal unit starts getting kind of annoyed with me. So it would be kind of nice to back off a little bit.
I'll take it up as an action item to sort it out between you, Lee Patrick, and myself, who's going to do this. So we'll get something to the Ops DSSA and to the DSSA working group.
Perfect. That sounds great. And I'll announce it along with the switch back to the more conventional time.
Yep.
Right after this, I'll send a note to the list. I think that's about it. I got nothing else to chat about. Anything on anybody else's mind that you want to go through before we wrap up?
Mikey, this is Christina. Can you just clarify when the next Ops DSSA call or DSSA call would take place, or is it not yet decided?
I think the next DSSA call is going to happen the week after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
At the old time.
So the week of the 26th.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next Ops call, as far as I can see, could also be that week, or we could wait. I don't think there's much of great import. What we could do is just aim everybody at the next DSSA call and just delay it a couple, 3 weeks. I don't think there's any particular reason that we need to have an ops call. And then maybe the way we leave it is that, you know, Bart, when you and Patrick and all get further down the road on this, if you feel there's a need for an ops call, we could convene that one on the 26th. How about that?
Yep.
Let's do it that way.
By email.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get some practice at going to sleep and see how we do.
And just to clarify, so we're going to anchor the meetings, both of them, at 9 a.m. Eastern now instead of anchored to UTC.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And I think I don't know how we handle the daylight savings transitional weeks, you know, where Europe is switched and the U.S. hasn't, or which I don't even know which way it happens. But
well, I'll tell you, that's why I phrased my question the way that I did. My intent was to answer that question, Mikey.
Yeah.
If it's anchored at 9 a.m. Eastern, it's 9 a.m. Eastern. Whenever daylight savings and standard time occurs, you know, it moves to 9 a.m. Eastern. Everybody else shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can deal with that when it comes around the next time. I mean, you probably have to announce to people and tell them that's the only fair way to do it because the world changes at different times.
Yeah. Well, and I am a little concerned about the optics. You know, I think I'd like to do it whatever the normal way is. And Gisela's got a regimen that she goes through for this. And so I think what I'd like to do is throw it back to the GNSO folks. I think it's going to be Julia now. I think Gisela is on the other assignments. And but anyway, let's leave that one rather than anchoring it to Eastern, because you know we are. I am still sensitive to the sort of perception issue, the U.S.-centric perception. And so the nice thing is we can punt that one down the road for a while.
Mikey, this is Bart. Say, with the obstius as ACO, it's probably fairly easy because it's either in Central European time or Eastern time.
Yeah.
Everybody's on it, so that doesn't matter.
Right. It's the DSSA call that's a little bit tricky.
Calls and but, say, everybody's used to it right now because everybody went to change of times. We make it very clear, yeah, most people, it's on the DSSA call, either from Europe or from the U.S., and you have a difficulty with the exception of Cheryl.
Yeah. And Julie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as we are reducing the number of calls anyway.
Yeah, the nice thing is that we basically don't have any calls to speak of between now and Beijing.
Yeah,
so.
With the exception of the one of the 29th.
Yeah.
And maybe one close to Beijing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay then. I guess that's it. Thanks for joining all, and I'll sit here and type out a note real quick while I still remember this and send it off to the list. And Bart, I really appreciate you taking the action to sort of drive ahead the comments/summary project. That'll help a lot.
Yeah, okay.
And Jim, speaking again here, just a quick closing note. It turns out that daylight savings time is 3 weeks before the next ICANN meeting. So we're actually going to move back before this is really going to become heartache.
Oh, God. What a hoot.
The best way to do it, skip one season of summer.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe DSSA only works half the year, and that way we don't have to deal with the daylight savings time problem at all.
All right, thanks, Mikey.
Okay, see you, gang.
Thanks, everyone.
Mikey,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.